Now, let's go for it, okay? Control, Alt, Delete, Reset.
Yes.
We're all happy this way.
Yay.
I can't fake it.
Come on. You've got to fake it.
I can't fake it.
You've got to have to fake it.
No. Fake it till you make it. I reckon at about 10 to 9 this morning, I'll cheer up again.
Yeah, listen, you know what? It's all part of it, though, isn't it? It is. I know it's horrible and it's horrendous.
It's just the worst anticlimax ever. This wasn't the script, Vic.
No, I know it wasn't.
I know. But my God, what a game yesterday.
What a game.
Probably the greatest game of hurling of all time.
It was fantastic, I agree.
You will not find a better match than yesterday. And then just for the way for it to end.
Yeah.
With a dirty foul and a jersey pull that should have been a free that would have brought it back to a draw and
that's
a replay. We're not bitter at all.
Yeah.
No. But regardless, the lads went out there yesterday and they left nothing behind. Every single one of them gave it absolutely everything.
Gave it socks.
Absolutely.
They were fantastic, weren't they?
I mean, at the beginning of the game, the first 15 minutes, I was like, oh my God, we're going to trash them.
Yeah.
And Clare were brilliant. They came back and then it was level and then we went ahead and then it was level and then,
It was a very close game all the way through.
It was just tit for tat, end for end, back and over. Goals flying, points everywhere. It was just magical. And for anybody for the first time to see that game, particularly the BBC Two viewers who, like, Twitter was just, it blew up with comments on is this madness? Like, they couldn't believe
it. Was brilliant,
the speed and the skill of it. I wonder, is Rory into chatting?
I heard something, or I read something there about it being compared to Roy Keane being on the pitch but with a stick.
Yeah, it's like 30 Roy Keanes with weapons.
That's it.
That's how they described it.
That's what I read as well, God. There was a serious reaction across the pond to the whole thing.
I need to play some music. It's the only bit of music that I can find that will suit me going to Rory this morning. All right, just get rid of that ad. Here we go. Morning, Rory. How are we today? Are we all right? Come on, be honest with me.
Life is pain. House private.
Flowers?
No.
Sandwiches?
No.
You gotta have sandwiches.
Don't want sandwiches.
He doesn't even want sandwiches.
Would you not like a salad sandwich now? Maybe a bit of chicken in it, a little bit of salt.
All I want is the referee to have opened his eyes and seen that there was a pull in the jersey.
But there was a pull of the jersey. There's no doubt about it.
I know, yeah.
Hey, Rory.
Mm.
Hey, Vic.
Yeah.
Now, do you know what it's like to be from Mayo?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
How do you do this all the time?
How do you do it relentlessly for 9 All-Irelands?
Yeah.
I know. All the feels when I was leaving Parky Cueve yesterday. It was like walking out of Crow Park. Many Mayo football finals. And I looked around and there was kids crying. There was little Cork kids in tears and there was mums and dads in tears. And there was one langer with a Clare jersey that was beeping his horn and driving around Parky Cueve. Oh yeah, flying around with the jersey hanging out of it. Beeping at everyone. And I tell you, that's a brave man coming down these parts doing that, carry on. Are you all right, buddy?
Uh-uh.
I know legitimately you're absolutely floored and you won't be right.
Yeah.
What did you make of Donal Ogue's comments when he said, no, we shouldn't let that change the colour of the game?
Well, you have to because it's the final play of the game in the All-Ireland final in the final second and there's a blatant foul.
Yeah, how did the ref miss that though?
He might have been blindsided. I'm not sure. I'm going to go back and watch the game now back in full this morning.
Rory, don't do it, man.
I have to.
Don't do it. If you're shaking off this mood now, the last thing you could do is go back and watch it again because you'll see about 100 other things.
It's a shame though because it was an epic encounter.
It was incredible.
It was a great game.
We're taking nothing away from Clare winning it yesterday.
I didn't think Cork were at their best yesterday, but they kept in the fight. They were in there and then for it to come down to the last play of the game, for Cork to be 3 points down, for Hoggy to get 2 frees to give us that chance to equalise, and then to have, like, it's a blatant pull in the jersey, like, and the referee being so strict on that all through the game, and for him to miss it in the last play of the game, for his umpires to miss it, and I know there was a lot of bodies in between them and the actual shot itself, but look, it's hard to take. Look, it's easy for me to say the referee should have seen it. I've seen replays, I've seen still images of the jersey pull. You see it in real time, it's a second.
Yeah.
So, like, it's easy for the referee to miss it. He shouldn't have missed it. He did miss it. It's hard to take, but like again, like you have to offer your congratulations.
Then they're making the argument he did get the shot away, the shot that went wide.
But he was still fouled while he was doing it. If he wasn't fouled, he would have scored.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He's being pulled off balance. That's the idea of pulling someone's jersey.
Back to the music.
I think we should put him in a little canoe and just set it off down the river.
You want to kill me off?
No. We put him into a Moses basket. We give him a bag of cheese and onion and a can of lilt.
Yeah.
And push him down.
And see who takes me in after that, is it?
Yeah. See you, Roar.
Yeah.
Look at him floating down the lee. There he goes. His little legs kicking out of the basket.
I hope he's okay.
Little cork flag.
And a bottle of Tanora.
Listen, everybody out there, I'm sure you're feeling pretty much the same, but that is just... That's devastation from sport, isn't it? It's
it
the
is,
worst.
Yeah.
And it's the worst when you're doing it with, you know, your own tribe of 500,000 people. And everybody's been on board for this for the last couple of weeks and getting on board the hype. But regardless, tonight, the Rebels are returning.
They are.
They're coming back and we need all of you to be in Super Value Park, Kikweev, later on this evening. The tickets went on sale last night. They're really cheap. I think they're €4 a ticket.
Yeah.
And that's just to cover the cost of putting on everything over the weekend and security and all that kind of crack. So please grab them online. Come down. We're going to have a homecoming for them. We're going to welcome them back. It has been from the beginning of that season, Rory, from where it was to where it ended.
It's been an epic roller coaster.
Nobody expected Cork to be in an All Ireland. Never mind lose by a point in the dying seconds.
No.
I mean, that's how close it got. So they're building a magnificent team. We need to celebrate all that's good about Cork and Cork GAA. Get down there later on tonight. Yep. Bring the kids out. For everybody that couldn't get tickets to the game, come back to Super Value Park, Kikweev, tonight. The Frankenwalters will be there. Yeah. John Spillane's doing a show. We've got Miles Gaffney there. Yeah. We've got, what are the lads called? J90?
That's right.
They're going to be on stage doing their thing. And I'm playing a bit of music and just roaring into a mic trying to pretend I'm happy.
I'll be there. I can be your emotional support person.
Will you please?
Yeah. You can just hold me.
My emotional support Labrador.
Yeah, I am the size of Labrador, yes.
You just sit down beside me and I'll pat your head every now and then. You just go, rough. It is very rough, Rory. Anyway, listen. That's the crack. As long as you're all alive and well and doing okay this morning, life goes on. Let's go.
With KC on Cork's Good Times.
Cork's Good Times, Hosier, 2 Sweet, 6:24. It is Monday morning. Good morning.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
I don't want to look at the papers. I just don't want to, but I have to.
Yeah.
Such is this feature, right? What's going on in the world? The Sun. Kelly's Heroes, All-Ireland Hurling Final. Clare, 329. Cork, 134. Incredible amount of scores yesterday, and it just came down to 1 point, to 1 moment, to 1 second, to one miss. And
it was unreal.
It was just, oh my God. I've never enjoyed a sporting event more in terms of the build-up.
Yeah.
Everyone coming down to the park yesterday. Just the atmosphere there was absolutely electric. There was easily 13,000 people turned up for that yesterday.
The scenes were unbelievable from there.
They were, yeah. Especially when Hoggy equalised to take us to extra time.
Yeah.
In the dying seconds, the place went bananas.
Yeah.
I got some great footage of it. It's still up on our Insta stories if you want to check it out. But just that very long, lonely, quiet walk out of there. Everybody just stunned to silence when they were leaving. It's horrible. It really
is. It's heartbreaking.
Is.
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely heartbreaking.
It's the worst part of sport. But, you know, the reason that you feel that way is because you get behind your team so much.
And you know what? And we'll be back at it again. The season reboots and it restarts, and
absolutely,
you're back on the road and you go for it again and you just keep going until it lands.
Dust yourselves off.
And by the law of averages, it has to come back soon, you know. And we have to win it again soon. Likewise, with my own gang up above the West, I think it's just better not to be involved in sport, isn't it? It's just life is so much easier.
You do have to take the heartbreak. That's
you do,
the thing.
Of course.
But I think you have to decide that whether you want to support a team. Then that's what it comes with.
I think the highs
and the lows, Casey.
Yeah, the highs are addictive and the lows are devastating. Yeah. You know. Anyway, that's the front of the Sun. On the front of the Daily Mail, they're talking about Joe. Joe, bye
Joe,
bye Den, as the pun says here. Biden out, Kamala in, questions the front of the Daily Mail this morning. The US president quits race and endorses his deputy as the next president. Now, what does that mean? Was he pushed out? Was he sat down and went, Joe, this is it. The pressure is too much.
I suppose we'll never know. I would imagine that there was probably a bit of that.
Yeah.
Because the writing's been on the wall there for a good few weeks, isn't it now, really? A few months, a few years.
This is it, yeah.
I would imagine it came to a crunch time, you know.
Joe was told, listen, Joe, you can't be president anymore. Okay. But I like being Santa Claus. No, Joe, you can't be... the front of the Echo this morning. Cork hearts broken as Clare dash All-Ireland hopes. An absolutely devastated Owen Downey is photographed just at the last second of the game. Absolutely floored.
It's a moving photograph of him on the ground, isn't it?
Taken by Andy O'Hare on the front of the Echo here this morning. The front of the Examiner have the banner lift in Leam. It's Clare captain Tony Kelly.
Yeah.
Hoist Leam McCarthy Cup after, was it 2013 since the last time Clare won it?
And huge congratulations.
Massive
to Clare.
Congratulations.
And if there's anyone listening this morning, well done and huge congratulations. There has to be a winner.
There's nobody from Clare listening to us this morning. Every single one of you are still eating kebabs and falling around the street somewhere. Okay, 0868 104 106.
If anyone is listening from Clare.
There is an Up the Rebels mug for the first Clare person to contact the show this morning. Are you out there?
No, we don't have any Up Clare mugs.
No, we don't. No, you can tip it.
We only have Up the Rebels.
Do you know what? I'll write the banner on it somewhere.
Tipex it out.
Tipex the banner onto it.
Yeah, yeah.
0868 104 106. First person from Clare in gets a commemorative Cork mug. You can remember it as the day that you bet the Rebels by a point.
Yeah.
Front of the Irish Times this morning again. It's all about Joe Biden bows out.
It is
another seismic shift in this fractious election. And it's basically Hurling and Biden that's dominating all the papers. The other news going around this morning, which is very important, Aldi staff have been forced to write warning notes on ice cream for dogs to stop people buying it and taking it home and eating it.
Hang on a second. They're selling ice cream for dogs.
The retail giant had to remind shoppers its 4-pack of doggy ice cream is for dogs.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
I wonder what it tastes like.
It's probably manky, I'd say, but it's just got a creamy texture to it so dogs can enjoy it like ice cream. A load of people were bringing it home and going, this is rotten.
Has this gone off? Check the expiry date there. Doesn't taste right.
Oh my God. There's a picture of a dog with sunglasses on the cover. It says doggy ice cream. Delicious ice cream for dogs.
How are people mistaking that for human ice cream?
Because they're idiots. There's a bang of Kate Bush off of that song. Chappelle Roan. And it's called Good Luck Babe. Seriously. Oh, this is where they cut the power on it. This is how I feel at the moment myself. Cork's Good Times, Red FM. It's Monday morning after All-Ireland weekend, 8:10. Rory just wants us to play Radiohead.
Wake from your sleep.
Are you okay, buddy? Come on.
Oh.
It's going to be okay.
When?
What's this music from, by the way? This is Tommy Kiernan.
Father Ted. On the bus.
It's a great tune.
And now with the latest single, here's Radiohead. He's all smiley and he goes really sad.
Yeah.
We escape.
Hey, it's going to be all right. It's going to be okay.
Okay, I believe you.
You're going to have to.
It'll be all right in the end. And if it's not all right, it's not the end.
Okay. For those of you that turned up at Super Valley Park at Cueve yesterday, what a day. It was, oh my God. It was special. It really was.
Yeah. It looked like a great event.
The atmosphere was absolutely electric. The screens were fantastic. The sound was blaring. And I've never seen anything like it when Hoggy got that equaliser and brought it to extra time. But it was utterly devastating seeing like families and kids, and especially the little kids crying coming out of the park yesterday. It was very, very emotional for a lot of them. It was their first time probably being at that kind of a final event.
Yeah.
But listen, to everybody that turned up yesterday and made yesterday so special, Colm did an amazing job warming up the crowd. And we're going to do it again. We've got the Rebels return tonight. So look, if you've had a good day out off the back of Cork GAA, be it through Camogie, football, hurling, tonight's a celebration of that, and the Rebels return. Gates will be opening about 4:30. Grab the tickets through the GAA website if you want to come down. Again, there is a small charge per ticket. It's €4 per ticket. A lot of people are upset about that and they're giving out about it, and I get that side of it. The other side of it is it's to cover the cost of putting on the weekend, basically.
Yeah.
It was expensive to rent in all of those huge big TVs, and all the security and all the staff have to be paid and everything. And you know the crack. It's been well publicised. The Páirc Uí Chaoimh has got a pretty hefty debt that it needs to pay off. So unfortunately, there is a very, very small charge. But we want you there this evening. Get down there. From about 4:30, 5 o'clock, gates will be open. You get to see the Frank and Walters for £4.
Yeah.
That's Rory.
Bargain. An absolute bargain.
And we've got J90, and we've got the amazing Miles Gaffney, and we've got John Spillane. And John will be doing the one potato, two potato, three potato, four song.
Yeah.
I'll insist on it. I want the Griffin's jingle.
It'll be a great evening.
It will.
A great way to welcome the lads back to Cork, because
listen, they, from the beginning of the season to where Cork hurling was, Rory, to what we had yesterday, down to the last second by 1 point.
Yeah,
that's how close it was. The future is going to be massive for Cork hurling. It is. Yeah, like Pat's done an incredible job.
He's built a very exciting team who plays some very, very exciting hurling. And as you said, like after the defeat to Waterford in the first game this season, like you're thinking like they're not going to get to the All Ireland final. They just kept on improving and improving. And for everyone who was there in Super Value Páirc Uí Chaoimh when Cork beat Limerick, it was the touch paper, like that just lit an explosion. It was just absolutely incredible. And to get to the All-Ireland final is no mean feat. We have to celebrate that.
Yeah, absolutely. We absolutely have to. I know it's Monday morning after All-Ireland final weekend. We didn't win it. We lost. And Cork is a very gloomy place this morning as a result of it. So there's only one thing I can do to cheer you all up.
Okay.
Chocolate.
It's not chocolate, Rory.
Biscuits.
Oh. It's not biscuits.
Chocolate biscuits.
Cake.
It's not cake.
Hot chocolate.
All I can do, Cork, all I can do is... It's Monday morning. Let's hear it. Snow is falling. Come on.
All around me.
Let's hear it.
Children playing. Having fun.
It's the only thing I can do.
It's the season. Love and understanding.
Come on, Cork.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
I'm famous. Come on. 19 minutes after 8, Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. I think 99% of people are in slightly better mood.
They are, yeah.
Yeah, apart from one cranky ours here who didn't like the Christmas song.
Other than that. You know.
Listen, there's nothing as really we can say but just immense pride in the team yesterday. I think what makes it really difficult is for a huge amount of people is to lose in the last second where that point didn't go over because of a foul. It was a foul. It should have been a free.
It was a foul.
Should they be bringing in VAR into hurling? I've seen all these kind of questions popping up on Twitter this morning. If you feel strongly about all of that, Neil from Nine will be picking up on all of that on the Neil Prendeville Show. But tonight, it's the Rebels' return. Doors at Super Value Páirc Uí Chaoimh will be open from about 4:30 onwards.
Yeah.
And we have a huge lineup. And the team will be there. And we want you all there. Bring the kids, bring the family. Yes, it's heartbreaking. Yes, it's hard to have a celebration when you're not really celebrating.
But they need you now more than ever.
More than ever, the team needs you. So we'll hopefully see you down there a little later. Okay.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park.
Morning, Jackie. How are we doing?
Yeah, good. Casey, how are you?
No, I'm not too bad at all. Not too bad. We're getting through it. I think once we get Monday out of the way, tomorrow will be a little bit easier.
Yeah, definitely.
Where'd you watch the game yesterday, Jack?
I watched it at home, Casey. I watched it at home yesterday. It was a great match.
Probably the best game of hurling I think we'll ever see.
Some are arguing
that beating Limerick in the second time was the greatest game of hurling ever. But I think just for a final, we've never seen anything like it. It was
brilliant. It was great. And fair play to the lads. Seriously, fair play to the lads. Yep. They're doing really well. They've done Cork proud.
They did. They always do, but they did yesterday particularly. Yeah. Jackie, I'm giving you this morning. The patriotic flag of Cork is flying over the horizon as we give you a 100% Cork round of the quiz.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
So all of these questions are Cork related. Give me 10 out of 10. I'll give you a grand.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Jackie, what Cork band sing After All?
The Franks.
Where is Roy Keane from?
Mayfield.
What Cork actor won an Oscar?
Killian Murphy.
Question 4. Who had a hit with Where's Me Jumper?
The Sultans of Ping.
Question 5. Finish the name of this Cork movie. War of the...
Button.
Question 6. Who is Cork's hurling manager?
Pat Ryan.
Question 7. The Shaky Bridge is also known as what?
Daly's Bridge.
Question number 8. What priest built the church in Gugonbarra?
Finbar.
Question 9.
Finbar.
Question 9. Who created the Young Offenders?
What's her name?
He's the writer and the creator of The Young Offenders. Created the movie first, it became the TV series. Quick, give
Her name's in the tip of my tongue. What's her name?
You have two of them. You have two of them.
Oh, God. I can't think of her name.
I tried to give you a clue, which you have two of them. What do you think I was talking about?
Oh, God, no. I went brain fart there.
You did. Peter Foot. Yeah. Foot, feet, foot.
Peter,
Yeah.
Foot and his wife.
You got to question 9, which was... And you got everything right until that. And then the last question, would you have known this one? What two characters are in statue form outside County Hall?
Oh, Chamoya.
Yeah. Oh, you would have won a grand if you just Jackie. Given me Peter's name. Jackie. Jackie, you know your Cork. Well done.
Thanks.
It's a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors making its way to you. Jackie, lovely talking to you. And thanks so many for listening. And we'll talk to you another morning, I hope.
Thanks very much.
Cheers.
Thanks,
well done, Jackie.
Bye, see you later.
FM Breakfast.
With Now, stream the new home of tennis live with a Now Sports membership.
Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Good morning, Red FM. Happy Monday. I know we're a day late heading to Dublin, but it's because we're on our way to Emerald Park. Oh, is Emerald Park Tato Park now?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
We've got the kids, Jack and Tommy, all excited, and Steve is grumpy. Grumpy Steve is on the wheels.
I know, Steve.
Morning, Steve. Steve is taxi driving all the way to Emerald Isle. But you know what, Steve? Once you get on that roller coaster, that mood will be gone.
It will, yeah.
You're going to have a great day up there. They won tickets with us on Red FM. Yvonne and the family, safe journey. Have an amazing day. And we want a full report tomorrow.
Yeah, we do. Enjoy, lads. That'll be a great day.
It's a lovely day out. It really is. And that's exactly what you need to shake off the blues of an All-Ireland Monday is a roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
That'll sort you out. 6:41 is the time. Let's have a little chat about see what's going on in the celebrity world, will we?
Yeah, so this story kind of broke the internet over the weekend. I was reading a lot about it and listening to a lot of different clips. There's an actress from The Sopranos called Drea Di Matteo, and she's made a fairly unbelievable admission on a podcast. So this actress played Adriana. She was the fiance of Tony Soprano's protege, Christopher Moltisanti. I don't know if you remember. If you saw her face, you'd know her. Yeah. She was chatting on the Not Today Pal podcast, and she has a career now on OnlyFans.
Okay, which is a platform for people who are enthused by air conditioning, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what
exactly.
That OnlyFans is
yes,
about. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And she has been talking about the fact that her 13-year-old son gives her a hand with editing the content.
Okay, now the content is about air conditioning.
It's all about air conditioning.
Okay, so it's all about the structure of fans and the temperature of the room and all of that. And he's editing, what age is he?
He's 13.
Oh, that's...
And he's doing all of her editing.
That's not good.
He will say, what about if my friend starts stepping to me? You know, sometimes I'll put him in his place and be like, you like that jacket you just asked me to buy you? You like all the things that you want that make you happy? All your little things? You like that new PC that you begged for Christmas? Because you wouldn't have that if mommy didn't show her. I mean, it's true. And what does he say? He's like, all right, okay, that's it. That shuts him up because he's a little greedy little too sometimes. I mean, he's 12, you know? I mean, I bought him a f***ing Montclair jacket on my birthday when we were in Switzerland. My boyfriend's like, you can't afford that. And I'm like, I can afford. It's my birthday present to myself to buy him this jacket because he is a label.
Mother of the year there, everybody.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what? It's hard to not be judgy about that, isn't it?
And no, it's wrong on every level.
Do you think so?
100%. Yeah.
I had to kind of pull myself back a little bit from going, oh my God.
Yeah.
But seriously, Oh my God.
Exactly.
Also, what's a Moncler jacket?
I don't know. Is it one of those kind of Canada Goose ones?
Is it?
Like
it?
Expensive, like fancy, kind of puffy jobs.
One.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's that kind of broke the internet. Have you heard anything about this 668 million euro wedding in India?
Yes, I've been reading loads about it. Yeah.
So it's basically a circus. There's the son of a billionaire who's married his lady. It's been going on for about 2 months now, and so far they've spent 668 million euro on the nuptials.
The dress was 7 million quid. They've dropped something like 200 million on entertainment alone, including flying every celebrity from America over.
Obscene.
They don't even know who they are, but just bring them over anyway.
It's obscene.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen an amount of money like that.
And do you know that a huge amount of the celebrities were paid like up to a million quid to make an appearance at it? Like,
they were, yeah. Well, now it's heading to Slough.
Where?
Slough in the UK.
What are they doing in Slough?
No idea. I think they have family and friends in Slough, so they're literally bringing the circus to Slough. Now, for anybody who wants to know where Slough is, if you've seen a show from a few years ago called The Office, the British version of The Office, that was filmed in Slough.
In that car park?
In that car park.
That West car park is Slough. Okay. Yeah. Thomas heading down to Super Valley Park at Cueve. 100% lads, we need to get out there and support them and welcome them home as if they won it, which is hugely important. I do think it will make a huge difference to see a packed Parakeet Queen.
Absolutely.
Later on this evening. So get down there.
Show your support.
Bring your flags, bring your colours, bring the family. It's going to be a great evening down there.
It is,
and as well as that, as Rory has pointed out, you get to see the Frank and Walters, John Spillane, Jane 90 and Miles Gaffney for €4.
There you go, you know. That's €1 each.
Let's see. Shelley, how are you?
Hi, how are things?
My things are all right, Shelley. How are yours?
Not too bad. Yeah, it was a tough day yesterday.
It really was. Yeah. Where did you watch the game yesterday, Michelle?
We watched it at home.
Okay. Yeah.
Were you screaming at the telly, Michelle?
Oh my God, the blood pressure was true.
Yeah.
They were fantastic though.
Yeah, they were.
It's not good for the banger, that old the ticker.
No.
That old game, is it?
No, the extra time now was work.
Hey, listen, that's the devastation of sports sometimes, you know. Michelle, who is your Cork hero, please?
God, you'd have to say Patrick Horgan.
Oh,
Great call.
And I know they were saying that it might be Hoggy's last year playing, but we might be able to convince him to hang around for another year.
You never know.
I hope not. Yeah, I hope he gives it another goal.
He's still, like yesterday, what was he, 7 or 8 points yesterday? Just
amazing.
Unbelievable. And he saved the game.
He saved, got us into
extra time. I mean, he is iconic. And it's so disappointing. Do you know what? It's even more disappointing this morning because of all of the incredible players in the whole squad, I think they'd all agree as well, for the work that man has put into Cork hurling, he deserves a medal.
He does, yeah.
Greatest player in hurling never to have an All-Ireland medal.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. So that's a really, really good call. Well, listen, you take the family down to Photo Wildlife Park. It's a family pass to go and check out the newly opened Education, Conservation and Research Centre. They're going to love it.
Yeah.
They're going to absolutely love
it.
Have a lovely day, Michelle.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Take care. Bye, Michelle.
Take it easy.
Bye. Thank you.
Doing her best to come up with things to kind of snap you all out of a mood, be it Christmas presents or Christmas songs.
Whatever we can, lads.
This might help as well.
Red FM's Summer Cash Machine.
I don't know if you've heard, somebody missed a call on Friday and left €150,000 on the table. So we were rocking on to this weekend. Now, when Friday gets here, it's a guaranteed 200 grand. We've added another 50,000 into the jackpot. And if you're in from last week, you're in. If you're not and you want to play, text RED to 57557. So if you're not in from last week's draw, because we're rolling over, you're still in for this week. But if you are not in, you didn't enter last week, text RED to 57557 if you'd like to play and you're over 18. It will cost you €2.50 to enter this game. You are playing across the Go Loud network of stations. T's and C's are at redfm.ie. So for a guaranteed €200,000, gonna go on Friday and completely and utterly change your life for the better. Text the word red to 57557 and the very best of luck. And a gentle reminder that call will happen between 3 and 4 with Kira Revins. It's a guaranteed jackpot, which means we are going to keep going until we find somebody, and hopefully that somebody will be you. Best of luck.
Red FM Breakfast
with Now. Stream all the top TV, movies and sports. No contract. Now you know.